Hello, it's Simon here from the Oldham Chronicle with another one of my music features, and today I've come up to Royton to meet Scott from Golda Tungle. So good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Great to meet you again. Sounds like there's quite a lot going on with Golda Tungle at the moment, and exciting times ahead with a forthcoming new EP, hopefully as many as 6 tracks on this EP. We'll talk more about that in a minute, Scott, but just obviously, I think it's about around about the turn of the year when I last came to see you. So, try and give us a flavour of what's been happening, mate.
Yeah, there's been been quite a busy few months, really. We got invited to do an interview and session on BBC Radio Manchester, which was really good. We got kind of a lot of exposure from that.
Mm.
And then they played us on 6 Music when they had a slot on there,
yeah,
which was great.
Yeah.
So BBC Radio 1 and 6 Music, every week or so they invite one of the introducing from around the country, they invite one of the teams up to do a 10-minute kind of slot and talk about what's going on in their area. And BBC Manchester did it on 6 Music and played us and spoke a little bit about us.
Brilliant.
So that was really, really good, yeah.
Okay then, so what about gigs?
Yeah, gigs. We've had quite a lot. We supported Man Made at the Castle, and then Misty Miller at Gulliver's, which were both really, really good for us, because obviously we'd rather be supporting people at this point, because getting bigger crowds in. So we played around in Chester and kind of around the local area, and then we put on our own, because we were meant to be supporting someone called Sea Change at the Castle, and the gig got cancelled. So we put on our own kind of big free gig and booked like 3 support bands, and that went really, really well. Kind of packed the place out, really, so it was great.
So do you feel as though you're getting somewhere in terms of support, and are you getting sort of good vibes? And
I do, yeah. I mean, I've noticed a couple of people that we don't know personally that are coming down and watching us, like, a lot of gigs.
Mm.
So, yeah, everyone's been really, really supportive, so we're just kind of grateful for that, really.
Yeah.
I think we're doing okay.
Do you still feel that you're getting support from, I think we might have mentioned this last time, from some of the other local bands in Oldham that you know?
Indigo Empire, Stephen from them does our sound, so we're often like out with Stephen.
Mm.
But of the others, there's 5 Foot Fez who we see around and stuff we're friends with, but I wouldn't say band-wise we kind of interact that much.
Right, okay. That's fair enough. But obviously, you've been sort of busy studying, and you've just told me you've started a new job, which is fantastic. Good luck to you. And now you've been working out in the studio with Adam Briffer again. Yeah. I think he helped you. Was your first EP, what was it called, Apple White Nettles?
Apple
was it?
Nettles, yeah.
Yeah, so he's come on board again. So when did you go to record with Adam then?
Well, it's been a kind of, because we've all been really, really busy, it's been a bit piecemeal, really. We started in about April, May, and went down to his studio, and we were kind of doing, after I finished work from 6, well, I finished at 5:30, and then we'd do 6 till 2 in the morning, recording, and then we did that for quite a while, and then Adam was busy with his graduation and stuff, and Tom and Sam had exams, so we took a little break, and now we're just starting to get back.
Yeah, yeah. It's down at Manchester University, Adam's place, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just in Salford. It's its own kind of independent place, Futureworks.
Oh, yes.
But it's on New Bailey Street.
Right.
Just on the border of Salford.
Okay. So you still, I mean, again, you were telling me earlier on that you're still sort of keen to try and work on this electronic sound that you've got with, you know, is that sort of still very prevalent in your sound and the direction you want to go in?
Yeah, definitely. Especially there's one song on there that's fully electronic. There probably won't be much guitars on that. I think there's a heavier electronic side in this one than the last one.
Yeah.
The guitars are more intricate than ever, really.
Yeah,
it's more kind of influenced by electronic artists than guitar, this one.
Right. Any of the old sort of 80s electro bands like your Soft Cell and Yazoo and Depeche Mode, is there any kind of influences there for you, or is that sort of too early, too before your time, if you like? It's a long time.
I'm not sure. I know Harry's really into Depeche Mode and Human League.
Yeah.
Me, probably stuff from that era, kind of Cabaret Voltaire, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of weirder side of it, I like.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's kind of our main influence, though.
Yeah.
I'd say the electronic side is probably more influenced by a lot of the synth pop and electro that's going about at the moment.
Yeah. I think you recorded 6 tracks, is that right?
Yeah. Well, we've got 4 that are pretty much ready to go. We just need to record the other 2.
Okay, then. So just tell us a little bit about them, mate. Are they wider different from Apple White Nettles, or what's... Tell us a bit about them.
Yeah, I think they're more advanced than Apple White Nettles, definitely. We've been playing them all live for ages. In fact, one of them's the first song we ever wrote.
Okay.
That we're putting on there. But we kind of didn't use that for Apple White Nettles because we thought it was a bit kind of pop, a bit straight, really. But we've decided to put it on this time because it's kind of grown on us. Mm. But yeah, they're all... they're keeping our kind of sound. We don't seem to write much that's outside of our sound. It just always ends up sounding like us. But I'd say they're all really different.
Yeah.
There's a lot more electronics. My lyrics have come on a lot. I'm trying to kind of not always just write straight up love songs kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. How can you give the listeners the names of the tracks, Scott?
Yeah, so it'll be Shabba.
Right, okay.
We can never come up with track titles, so they always end up being jokes, really.
Yeah.
Drive.
Drive, yeah. I'm just jotting these down while Scott's telling me these.
Megafauna.
Yeah. Mega.
Fauna, F-A-U-N-A.
Yeah, that's me.
There's another one, it's untitled.
Okay.
Because the original title was a bit too jokey, I think.
Right.
Teething.
Yeah.
And Rebirth, which is the song that we played on BBC Introducing.
Excellent, okay then, good stuff. So you're hoping to get this released quite shortly and you've announced quite an exciting gig at the United Day in Manchester, September the 3rd, is that?
Yeah, September the 3rd, yeah.
So is the plan to try and have your EP out in time for that, or is that too short times?
Hopefully. It might be stretching us a little bit too short, but
yeah.
I'm hoping so.
Right.
It just kind of depends when we can get back in the studio.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping it'll be September, at least before the end of the month.
Yeah. Apart from the Night and Day show, what other plans have you got for Golden Tumble over the next, between now and the end of the year, say? You know?
We're, obviously Tom and possibly Sam are going off to uni in September, so it'll be hard for us to do gigs like weeknights because we'll be in different cities.
Yeah.
But, that'll stretch us across 2 cities, really, so I'm hoping to get a lot of gigs in Leeds, and we know...
Mm.
A band in Leeds that we played with a while ago. We know them quite well.
Yeah.
So, get some support slots. That's what I'm working on, really.
Right.
Emailing people every day.
Yeah.
Trying to get support slots,
And obviously you'll hope that the new EP will sort of go down well with kind of fans and just that increase your profile even further.
Definitely. I think from speaking to people when I've been trying to get on at festivals or support slots, they like the new EP stuff a lot more than the last one because I've been sending people a track off that.
I see.
And and I hope we can get new fans off it, really, from kind of expose our music to a wider range of people. I mean, even if we could get some bigger radio play or even just Radio Manchester, if people like this track more, then that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I'm just conscious not to try and lose our momentum, really, because we did take a bit of a break for a month or 2.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that when we get the new EP out, it'll all kick off afresh.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. Okay, that's absolutely perfect. So obviously we'll keep up to date with the release date for Golden Tumble's new EP. Any titles yet, by the way, Scott?
No, it's untitled as of yet. We had a title, but we're... unsure, so I don't want to kind of reveal.
Well, it'll all be revealed in the Oldham Chronicle as soon as Scott tips me the wink. So, So thanks very much, Scott, and
thank you.
And we'll speak to you again soon.
Yeah,
cheers.